So Van Jones is the National Executive Director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, right here in the Bay Area, an organization that challenges human rights abuses in the U.S. criminal justice system. Van's efforts have won honors including Global Leader for Tomorrow 2002, Ashoka Fellowship 2000 to 2003, Kerry Kennedy Cuomo Human Rights Defender 2000, Reebok International Human Rights Award 98, Rockefeller Foundation Next Generation Leadership Fellowship 97 to 99. And upon graduating from law school, Van joined the board of Media Alliance in San Francisco, helping to revive that organization. He was the founding board president of We Interrupt This Message, a nonprofit organization that helps low-income people and people of color get more fair coverage from the mainstream media. Van Jones.
Well, first of all, I just want to say how glad I am that I do not have to speak after Vandana Shiva. Big power struggle up here, like nobody wants to talk after her, so she's going last. So, it is an honor to be here. It's an honor to be on the same panel with all of these heroes and sheroes, and to be here with a whole community of people who are willing to take a stand here in San Francisco. I just want to say very clearly before I get to my remarks, Gavin Newsom, who has certainly done some things of which all of us are quite proud, is absolutely disappointing and letting down the people of San Francisco. The very idea that he wants to turn this town into some sort of a Frankenstein science lab for biotech is disgusting, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on our watch. And I just want to applaud all of you here who are willing to take a stand and who are willing to stand up. A lot of us, you know, our parents, you know, our grandparents, they look at us, they're like, dude, you know? It's like, you guys could be doing anything with your time, you dress funny, you know, you're protesting all the time, what's going on with you guys? I have to say this over and over again, I'm not doing this because of my obligation to my grandparents, I'm doing this because of my obligation to my grandchildren, and their grandchildren, and their grandchildren, and their grandchildren. That's why we're here. That's what this is about. You know, we are at a crossroads in San Francisco, we're at a crossroads in California, we're at a crossroads in this country, we're at a crossroads in the world. And I just want to talk a little bit about the work that we're doing at the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights to try to turn this gulag economy, this punishment industry-based economy in California, into a green economy. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to turn the jail cells into solar cells. We're trying to take a stand to say, listen, you know, the United States has become the world leader in incarceration. One out of every four people who are locked up anywhere in the world are locked up right here. We have 5% of the world's population. We have 25% of the world's prisoners. And that's disgusting. We lock up more people than China. We lock up more people than Russia. We lock up a bigger percentage of our African-American male population than apartheid South Africa did. In 1992, there were a million people in prison. When Bill Clinton came into office, he left office. In 2000, there were 2 million, a doubling of the prison population. And that is the gulag economy that we're talking about. That is the massive so-called prison industrial complex. And California is the leading state. California spends more money on incarceration than any other state, including Texas, including Alabama. We lock up more children here than any other state. And so we're working to fight against that. But we're not just working in the way that they want us to, only on prisons. They really want to see us be, oh, you guys are just the anti-prison guys. You guys, yeah, you go, you talk about prisons. You talk about Mumia Abu-Jamal. You talk about that stuff. But don't reach out. Don't link arms. Don't make any connections with the people who are fighting for the environment. Don't reach out to the people who are fighting against globalization. You stay in your little ghetto over there and it's okay. We say, no, it's okay. It's not okay. This is one struggle, it's one fight, and we're all going to win together or we're all going to lose together, period. You know, when you look at the amount of money that's wasted on locking people up just in this state alone, we spend $6 billion every year on this massive punishment industry. What does that mean for real people? For real people, that means that for every kid who's locked up in the CYA, in the California Youth Authority, we spend $80,000. $80,000. You could send three kids to Yale for the cost of sending one kid to jail in this state. We're basically running an $80,000 prep school for adult prison. Why? Because 91% of all those kids are not rehabilitated and they wind up in adult prison. How can you spend $80,000 on a kid and fail to rehabilitate that kid unless you have an invested interest in keeping that kid in the system? And that's what we're seeing. Similarly, in California, the subsidies that are going to the pollution-based economies, to Chevron, to the people who are poisoning the Bay, who are poisoning Bayview Hunters Point, who are poisoning the black and Latino people in Richmond, are also off the charts. And yet, when we go to City Hall and we say we want money for schools, we say there shouldn't be schools like over in Castlemont, where you have 30 kids in a classroom and six books and no chalk. They say there's no money. Okay? When we go to Gavin Newsom and we say that all the shooting and all the killing in Bayview could be brought to a stop just like this if they would just reinstate the programs they had two summers ago, they say there's no money. So what we're saying is we need green jobs, not jails, to have safe communities. We need green jobs, not jails, to have safe communities. It's simple as that. Take the money that you're wasting on prisons. Take the money that you're wasting on subsidies, $28 billion in subsidies for oil, coal, and nuclear from George Bush just last year. Take those billions of dollars and create green, clean jobs in our communities. And let's be very clear. Green, clean jobs have nothing to do with biotech. They have nothing to do with biotech. That is death technology. That is the technology of death. We don't want that in our communities. We're talking about solar. We're talking about wind. We're talking about tidal power. We're talking about retrofitting buildings. Those same young brothers who are out there getting in trouble, those same hands that are causing the violence could be putting solar cells up in our communities. Those same hands could be gardening. Those same hands could be doing things that will restore our communities. But instead, we're willing to spend billions of dollars locking them up, billions of dollars poisoning them, billions of dollars putting uniforms on them, sending overseas to kill people, but we won't spend a penny helping them clean up the community. And we're tired of that. We are tired of that. That's what. So in closing, I just want to say this to make room for, you know, we want to hear from everybody on this panel, but I just want to say a couple of things. You know, there's been a lot of division, you know, the past 10 years, the past 15 years, the past 20 years on the left. It's been a lot of division. My issue is better than your issue. Your issue isn't as important as my issue. What about me? What about this? What about that? And what has it gotten us? What has it gotten us? It's gotten us George Bush, a class clown, embarrassing us on a global stage and killing people, and we're still fragmented. We have an opportunity this week to reach out to each other. The Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, we're saying that the California Youth Authority, the 10 youth prisons where kids are being beaten right now, not just in Abu Ghraib, but right here in California, are being beaten and mistreated and treated like garbage and raped. We're saying those prisons shouldn't be reformed, they shouldn't be fixed, they shouldn't be investigated, they should be shut down. They should be shut down. Every one of them. Every one of them. And part of shutting down this global web of repression that goes from Oakland to Baghdad, a big part of that we understand and are willing to stand up and say is not just kicking this country's racist addiction to punishment, but also kicking its addiction to petroleum. This is an addicted society, and we need a 12-step program, and we're the people who are going to give this country a 12-step program to heal this country. Thank you very much.